Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is Special Utah Report 560 KBLU. Yuma.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says his state may see a way to reopen schools at the end of summer.
You know, sometime in July we'll have outdoor camps. They're outdoors, smaller groups. Maybe summer school as the summer goes on, so we can slowly get our kids back up to speed. And then we look at the facts of the ground, and I'm confident, or at least I should say I'm hopefully confident, that we can get those schools going again in the fall.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is out of prison. More from Justice correspondent Evan Perez.
He had health problems even before he went to prison. He was showing up to court for a period in a wheelchair, so we know that his health was one of the issues, that one of the reasons why his lawyers had asked the Justice Department, asked the Bureau of Prisons to allow him to serve the rest of his term in home confinement. So we expect that that's what he's going to do. He's going to go back to his home here in Northern Virginia to serve the rest of his term.
I'm Mike Moss. Russia has seen an explosion of new coronavirus cases and now is second only to the United States in the total number of cases. Correspondent Matthew Chance in Moscow reports Russia may now only be discovering those cases.
They're increasing the amount of testing that they're doing. They're testing a lot of people every day, and obviously that's bringing to light the vast numbers of people inside Russia who are actually infected or positive with this virus. I mean, the other thing it's related to is the fact that early on in this pandemic, the Russians were pretty confident that this wasn't a problem that was necessarily going to affect them.
Mortgage applications have jumped for a fourth straight week. The latest increase, 11%, has given the housing industry some reason for hope. Goldman Sachs predicts U.S. unemployment will rise to 25%, the worst labor situation it predicts in the nation since the Great Depression. The Dow down 250. I'm Mike Moss.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bill Alexander Ford is offering relief you can count on. They want to pay your rent or mortgage for 2 months and get you deferred payments for 4 months. This is the time to buy a new Ford with 0% for 84 months or no payments for 6 months. Don't miss out on 0% for 60 months on 2019 Super Duty and no payments for 3 months. Pickup and delivery options are available for sale, service, and collision. Shop entirely online and have your vehicle delivered to your home. Alexander Ford, a difference you can count on
approved credit.
Are you ready to switch mobile providers? Spectrum Mobile is a better way to mobile, delivering the fastest overall speeds and the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. And now we're bringing you 5G with faster speeds for an even better mobile experience. And of course, we have the latest 5G phones. Speed, reliability, value. Spectrum Mobile, a better way to mobile, now with 5G. Visit spectrum.com/mobile for details and to find a store near you.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny skies today with a high of 90, 64 the overnight low tonight, west wind at 10, 93 and partly cloudy on Thursday, 66 on Thursday night. Sunny and 95 on Friday, 68 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them.
The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
AMKBLU in studio. We've got Tom Rush, who is the president and CEO, wealth advisor at U Investment Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Adrian Elder, partner and wealth advisor at U Investment Group. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, John.
So what's going on? The market up 500, down 400. It's bear, it's bull. I think it's a mixed bag of zoo animals. I mean, what's going on, Tom? Help me out here, buddy.
Well, so in a nutshell, the third week of February was the top of the market, and then by March 23rd, the market did a full about 40% correction, which was one of the steepest decreases in the shortest period of time.
So
In history, yep. So threw everybody, you know, for a loop there. You know, the big unknown is how bad's the virus and how's it going to affect people. And then the market has actually came back pretty good. It's right now, I think, year-to-date, the market's down about 10%. So at that point, we have a V, right? You went down quickly, you kind of went up quickly. So the big question out there is what's going to happen next, and no one has a crystal ball, but stuff that I'm reading and thinking is I think once the government stops funding these, you know, throwing money out there, I think you're probably going to see some type of W correction, which means there'll probably be another leg back down. Will it go down to March 23rd, which is pretty significant? I personally don't think so. So it's going to be like a crooked W. And then at some point, it's going to start rebounding again and come back. So it's definitely volatility. I mean, some weeks you think, market's great. And then other weeks, like this week so far, market's getting beat up. So it's a hot and cold emotional roller coaster.
So looking over the horizon, Adrian, with all this funny money out there, are we looking at inflation? Are we looking at something in the next 18, 24 months that's going to be hurtful? What is your, again, we talked crystal ball. My crystal ball is broken. I bought it at Kmart and there was no refunds. But over the horizon, Adrian, what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a crystal ball either. But, you know, there's an old saying, you don't fight the Fed. And the Federal Reserve right now is doing a lot of things to hopefully fight, you know, those rising interest rates and things like that. And they have a lot of power. They can reduce interest rates. They can do, they can produce more cash. They can do a lot of things that can help the economy as an overall. You know, again, in the grand scheme of things, there are some things that we can see and some things that we can't see. You know, if there's a food shortage or something like that, that's going to obviously be a big problem. But really, I think I kind of stand with Tom. I think the worst is behind us. We saw, you know, a real panic run there for a little bit where, you know, people were buying every bit of toilet paper that existed and selling the stocks that didn't make a lot of sense. But you have to understand, too, that stock selling is pricing in. And so, you know, thinking going forward, well, hey, Carnival Cruise Lines isn't going to have any cruises going out over the next couple quarters. So, of course, their balance sheet, their income statement, you know, all those things are going to look really bad. So what happened back in February, March was that those type of results were priced into the stock prices. And so, you know, again, while those are still beat up really, really heavily, there's not that much more, you know, the opposite of meat left on the bone. There's not too much more that it could go that way unless the company really is not going to exist. And I'm just using Carnival as an example. They were down about 65% at one point. And so, again, you know, a lot of people look at that as a value buy. Warren Buffett, you know, obviously says that we want to be greedy when everybody's scared and we want to be scared when everybody's greedy. That's a huge quote that I try to live by in investment management. But, you know, again, we don't know what's going to happen in the near or short term.
And just to piggyback on what Adrian's saying, so I think I agree with him. Short term, the Fed's going to keep things down. And how long will that happen? That's hard to say. But I was an econ major in college, and for some reason this stuck in my head. They had the definition of inflation as too many dollars chasing too few goods. So if you think about it, too many dollars. In the last 2 months, the government printed $1.6 trillion new dollars
that are thin air.
Yep. I mean, it's definitely a deficit. And, you know, and then too few goods. Look what's happening right now with manufacturing and other things. I mean, things are kind of skeleton crew, mm-hmm. or some things even got shut down. They're opening back up. So I think, you know, to answer your question, the next 1 year, it's hard to say where inflation might go, but I think beyond that, it's almost, I'm not going to say almost certain, because that's not a good term, but it's going to go higher.
It'll bounce
back. Inflation's going to come into play at some point.
You mentioned Warren Buffett. So here's a guy who offs $6.5 billion of his airline stock, okay? But tell me that meant somebody bought $6.5 billion worth. So someone saw opportunity where he went scared. So there's opportunity there if you're in for the long haul. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, I don't think he went scared. I think that's Warren Buffett's the smartest guy in our industry. And, you know, the bottom line is this. Is every company going to exist when this is over? No.
Nope.
You know, is the entirety of the airline industry going to go away? No, right? But if, let's say, there's 50 airlines now, there are probably going to be 40 of them when this is over. But again, that doesn't mean that the goods, right, the planes themselves, the crews, everything, isn't going to go. It's going to just be, you know, for lack of a better term, cannibalized by another company. Now, the idea being is that hopefully these companies will learn from this mistake and, you know, you could capitalize their companies better and have more cash on hand for a downturn. You know, the auto industry learned quite a bit from this. And while Ford didn't take any bailout money in 2008, the other two companies did. But there was an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day that came out that talked about how, you know, all three of them are basically good for at least a year. They learned from 2008, 2009 and capitalized their company. They have enough cash on hand to be able to survive if this thing goes longer. And that's how we need to be smart, you know. I hate to keep beating up on Carnival, but, you know, realistically, the owner has, what, 7 yachts that are worth more than $100 million each? I mean, that's cash that could be in the company. That's mm-hmm. cash that could be helping them survive. And here's the downside. So we're in this big pandemic. Well, he could sell off one of those yachts and get some money for the company. But guess what? He can't, because nobody's buying a $100 million yacht right now, right? So, you know, again, that's an illiquid asset that can't be utilized to capitalize your company and keep you afloat. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't feel too bad that, you know, there's going to be some of these companies that don't exist anymore, because, as I, you know, Tom was an econ major in college, I was an accounting major. And bottom line is, you know, you're not smart about this stuff, you don't survive.
So talking about stories like that, I don't know if you heard, but they think there's going to be a couple airlines that are not going to make it. I mean, they won't say really which ones, but I think that's going to happen. Richard Branson, who owns Virgin Airlines, he just took a big loan out on his island. He has a big island in the Caribbean. He also sold most of his shares. He has a different company that's going to start going up into space, kind of space travel. So he's shuffling to make things work. So anyways, it's happening, and I think the thing about this virus for the economy, I kind of give you an analogy of having a party. I mean, everyone was just feeling good. Economy was great. Jobs were good. And then all of a sudden, the lights got shut off. Bam. So most time when you hit a downturn or a depression or a recession, you know, it's a gradual things get uglier, it gets uglier. This was, you know,
this fell off a cliff.
Yeah, this was immediate.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to tell the listeners to think about. So the question is, the lights go off in the party. So if that happened, and I'm sure you've been at some parties where the lights went out, you either have the choice of, do I leave the party and go somewhere else or just call it a night? Or do I hang around and wait for maybe they're going to go back on, right? And I think that's kind of the mental mindset of Americans. I think because their morale and their feeling good about themselves was so high when the lights went out, I think a lot of them still have hope and still think, they don't think of themselves as, you know, necessarily beat up and mm-hmm. downturn. A lot of people tell me, hey, with unemployment being at, you know, 20-25%, that was where it was during the Great Depression. And I go, yeah, but the difference was those guys ate dirt for about 15 years before it really happened. So their morale and everything was just terrible.
Yes.
So I think the morale in the United Americans is still up. I think if they start opening up the economy and things start going, I think it's going to, you know, stay up. But Americans have very short memories. 70% of our GDP is based on Americans spending money. So I think if they, you know, open things up, short-term memory, they can start spending more money, and we should be okay. Now, if this thing drags on and they open the economy, they shut it down, you know, kind of go back and forth, that's going to start eating at the mindset, and then that could probably lead to some more people being safer and not spending money.
You talked about Americans feeling good. Tell me that drives prices up and down, the emotion. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling confident, or I'm not feeling good, I'm not feeling confident. Is that Is that a major factor?
It's a major factor. I mean, I hate to say this, but in this downturn, a lot of times Adrian and I are kind of take a role of almost being a shrink. Because a lot of times you have to, people, you know, want to react, and then you got to back them back down and say, okay, well, here's our options, and here, and then, you know, people will rationalize, but yes.
I want to talk about that role as a psychiatrist after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
As life starts to get back to normal here in Yuma, 560 KBLU wants to know what you're thinking when it comes to local businesses and services. Do you need a new car, a dentist, a plumber? Whatever the business or professional service you need, we'd like to know which one is on the tip of your tongue. Be a part of the 560 KBLU Yuma Local Business Survey. It's on the KBLU Facebook page or at KBLUAM.com. You can participate from your phone, tablet, or your computer. For participating, you'll have the chance to win up to $500. Tell us what you're thinking when it comes to using our local businesses here in Yuma. Take the survey now and maybe put some cash in your wallet to spend locally. Hit up our Facebook page or log on to KBLUAM.com.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling cost as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
When it comes to finding the right Medicare plan, where do you get answers and who can you really trust? Call me, Mike Arce, the Medicare Plan Man, a local licensed insurance professional that takes the time to explain and show you your options to help you choose the right Medicare plan for you. Call me today, 928-581-1342, to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation appointment. That's Mike, the Medicare Plan Man, 928-581-1342.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Tom Rush, President and CEO of, and also a wealth advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Adrian Elder, partner and wealth advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, John.
So we got sidetracked talking about the Warren Buffett story and selling off, you know, $6.5 billion worth of his airline stock. I talked that there's opportunity in the market, and you said that Warren Buffett is leveraging that cash with other opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities that are out there. And like I said, he's the smartest guy in our industry. They call him the Oracle of Omaha for a good reason. And, you know, he really looks, he takes a step back and really looks at things. And again, you know, that's a lot of cash, selling off that much money. You know, again, I don't think it was as much of a knock on the airline industry as it was a way to release cash so that he could use that to get into, I mean, so many opportunities that are out there. You know, the oldest saying in our realm is buy low, sell high. And, you know, again, he's that's what he does. He looks at the balance sheet. He truly understands it. He makes really educated decisions. And in the end, that's what people really pay us for. They pay us for two things, you know, to take the emotion out of the equation and to stay disciplined. And Warren Buffett does that better than anyone. And, again, I think that's really what he's doing with this. Really, in the grand scheme of things, I was surprised with what happened in this whole thing with COVID, because I was really prepared to get an onslaught of calls with clients saying, hey, you know, this is really scary. What are we doing? What are we going to do, you know, in the grand scheme of things? And you know, it's funny because I could have told you the five people that were going to call me, and that's exactly who did, those exact five people. And outside of them, I received a lot fewer calls than I thought. What I was really surprised about was the fact that I got more calls of people saying, hey, I've got X amount of money off on the side. Is now the time to put it in? And again, we need to be smart about it. We need to be disciplined. And so my response wasn't, oh, heck yeah, let's do it. You know, like, go all in right now. You know, you want a dollar cost average. Discipline is so important. And you know, again, if you've got a couple hundred thousand in your TSP that's in G Fund, you take it all and dump it in today? Maybe, but you got a 50-50 chance that you're going to be wrong. So what would be smarter is, say, take 50 grand each month for the next 4 months and put 50 grand back in, or take 100 over the next 2 months. Spread it out. That way you catch a little bit of the up, a little bit of the down, but you don't absolutely get all of the down if it were to go the opposite direction. So, again, just being smart and disciplined really is effective in our realm.
But are there bargains out there? You know, the tech is holding this thing together because of Zoom and that kind of stuff. I mean, what's holding this thing together, and what sectors can you find bargains, Tom?
Well, so let's talk about tech. So the NASDAQ right now, at least a couple of days ago, was almost even for the year. I think it was up like 1% or something. And they said that there's six stocks in there that are causing basically that movement up, Amazon being one of them. And then a lot of other companies are kind of getting beat up in this downturn. So you got to, nowadays, with the different indices that are out there, you got to kind of see what the makeup is, because a little bit of a false pretense. I mean, if you have the NASDAQ 100 and there's only six companies that are pushing the numbers up, that means if you don't own those six companies, you're going to really probably have worse numbers.
Right.
So speaking about Warren Buffett, you know, he has about $135 billion in cash. Now, when he makes a move, you find out after the fact. I mean, it's never before. They haven't came out and made a transition yet or bought something. And he's known for doing that. So it will happen, I'm pretty sure. They talked to him, and, you know, he's a leery guy, but he at this point he's still kind of holding off, you know, and I don't know necessarily what he sees, or I'm sure these deals are big, so they take a while to get going. But he hasn't spent any of that money yet, at least hasn't publicly stated that.
Maybe he could buy Venezuela. Would that be a good buy for him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's for sale.
Everything's for sale.
So I like to bring up three words that make people a successful investor in this. You know, let's break it down to simplicity. So the first one is persistence. And what I mean by that is you always got to do a couple things. One is knowledge is power. And in any downturn, there's pros and cons like anything else. And right now, there's a lot of pros that are out there. If you read up and figure things out, you know, one of the pros is idea that we're kind of putting out there is with the market being down and such, and the deficit being going to be at $28 trillion or higher, you know, where are taxes going to go in the next 15, 25 years? More likely than not, they're probably going to go up to cover the deficit. So one of the things we're kind of looking at people, if they have the means to do it, is convert IRA money, or you can convert 401k or thrift savings money, over to basically a Roth. And if you do that, when you convert when the market's down, because when you convert, it does become a taxable event on the money you're converting. But if it's down quite a bit, you know, then that's to your advantage. And then when it rebounds back up down the way when you retire, you know, that money can come off tax-free.
Correct.
And there's not too many things out there that the government would give you a tax-free pass. There really isn't. And that's one of them. And we think that that's going to be a big thing to take advantage of.
Because the Roth has already been taxed. You can't tax it twice. Correct?
Correct, yeah. Okay. After-tax money, it goes in. But let's just use a hypothetical. Say you made 7%. So it would double in 10 years, and then doubles again in 10 more years. So that means in 4 years, you're going to have $1 pre-tax that you're saving on by not paying tax, or you could have $4 after tax, tax-free. So the compounding interest thing really has an effect. And anything beyond 10 years, you know, we think the Roth IRA is one of the best-kept secrets out there. And if you ask the typical American who has a Roth, I would say it's 20%. I mean, it's not being utilized as it should. So persistency. Also, when things are down, you want to buy. And, you know, I have this chart that I'm going to try to visually show people. It shows from 1949 to 2019 in the S&P 500. And it shows the green, meaning the market went up, and then the red is the correction. So the last big correction was in 08, and that was the worst since the Great Depression. It was down 51% in 16 months. Now, what that means is it dropped for 16 months, and then when it reverted to start to go back up, it was a 16-month period. So not all the way back up to the top, just to the bottom of the trough.
Okay.
And then before that, we had 2000, 2001, which I lived in. That was the internet bubble. That was down 45%, and that lasted 25 months. So if you look at all these corrections, I mean, in a nutshell, they range from, you know, 6 months all the way out. The longest one was 25 months. So in the big scheme of life, you know, what is 20 months, 25 months, 14 months? But I will say that if you're in a little time machine and you can go back and you knew where things were at and you said, okay, where do you want to buy at? The answer would be you want to buy in the red zone. And that's still a factor that we think makes sense. Because once you buy into the red zone, the recovery period is about 1 to 3 years, but the minimum return was about 40% on the way back up, and it went all the way up to like 200%. So there is some opportunity there, and you might, like Adrian said, might not jump in head first, you know, but you might want to drip it in, or they call it dollar cost averaging.
Okay, and the third one?
So we got persistency. We also got discipline. So a lot of this is mental discipline. I mean, I kind of give the analogy of being healthy. You know, why isn't everybody in fit shape? Well, because everyone doesn't exercise. They don't go to the gym. Well, what does that take? Well, it takes a discipline to go to the gym and do the reps and not walk around and act like you're working out, right? Same thing with your money. You can do certain things with your money, get discipline, and over time, you become wealthy. And a lot of our clients never made a lot of money. I mean, they weren't, you know, doctors, or they just basically had the discipline on how to do it. So I think discipline's important, and it's important in a lot of ways. One is, you know, you don't want to sell when things are down, you know. So, and you also want to have discipline where you could actually maybe put more money in. So there are some things you can do. You know, a lot of times it's about cash flow in a household. Interest rates right now are almost all-time low. So if you have outside debt, credit card debt, car debt, things that are charging you interest, might not be a bad idea to go look at your house again and see what you know if there's any equity and basically refinance that. And then any extra money that you could be saving on a cash flow basis, start putting more into your 401k, start putting more into just an emergency fund or some other point like that.
Right.
And the last one's patience. I mean, I get it. And basically patience because, you know, things don't move on a dime. And, you know, it gets, if you look at things, you know, every 10 seconds, it gets frustrating. So patience, discipline, and persistence, I think, are what people need to make it through this.
These are three things I'm lacking, so that's why I'm glad I've got a professional, you know, looking, you know, out for me. Why hire Adrian Elder? Why hire Tom Rush? I mean, I can read these things myself. I can do this stuff on my own at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, why do I need you guys?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we do, really, and this comes back to what we were talking about with the discipline and things like that, is we're financial planning. We're doing all of the financial planning for our clients. And you know, the big thing is with the people that I've talked to, even in just the reviews, because we really are, even though we've got the doors shut for everybody's safety, we're in the office, we're still meeting with clients over Zoom, over phone calls, and, you know, people are saying, well, how am I doing? And my response a lot of times is, you know, we always have to look at the financial plan. Our financial plan isn't looking at 1 year, it's looking at 5 years, 10 years, 20 years plus. And realistically, did this move the needle in your overall financial plan? No, it really didn't, okay? And so again, you know, That's where we have to look at it and say, what do you pay us for? You pay us to look at all the different things, your income, your expenses, your nest egg. How do those work together with inflation amortized over time? You know, again, it's not as simple as just jumping in and buying an S&P 500 ETF and just sitting on it for all those years. You know, it is, I've got some clients that say, well, you know, what do? We do a lot of tax savings. You know, if you were putting away, say, $19,000 a year into a 401k and say you're, you know, a doctor or whatever, and we design a plan that helps you to put more than that away, you know, 50 some thousand, well, that's $20,000 a year in taxes you're saving. The overall design of what we do and making, and it's so intricate, there's so many moving parts, but really it comes back to the financial planning. With more and more people not having pensions, especially young professionals, it really is about being disciplined and putting away everything that you can so you can live the way you want to live when you're in retirement. And again, you know, if you've got a trainer, right, and I think myself a lot like a trainer, sitting there telling you need to keep lifting, you need to keep going, you need to keep doing this or you're not going to meet your goal, it's a lot easier to have that coach there than to try to do it on your own.
Back to the persistence, discipline, and patience. I want to talk about some of those things more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. If you can't forget it, no, you can be a self-employed. I love the way.
it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PHD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with a border report. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The border reports in the morning, the road reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. There are now 246 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Yuma County. As for Imperial County, another person has died, bringing the total deaths to 13. 603 people have tested positive for the virus in Imperial County. Our region has not yet flattened the curve. Yet, businesses are still starting to reopen. The stay-at-home order for those in Arizona is set to expire this Friday. Restaurants were allowed to reopen Monday, and Governor Ducey announced gyms and public pools can reopen today. The Imperial County Public Health Department will continue the OptumServe testing site at the fairgrounds for the next couple of weeks. This Saturday, there will be a drive-through coronavirus testing in Yuma County. Those details can be found on our website, kyma.com. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Tom Rush, President, CEO, Wealth Advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
And Adrian Elder, Partner and Wealth Advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Adrian, good morning, sir.
Good morning,
and
John.
And Adrian is also a member, he's on the Board of Directors of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. We have a real fun event tomorrow morning. Our Good Morning Yuma will be virtual. We're starting at 7 a.m. rather than 6:30, so people get an extra 30 minutes of sleep. And that's sponsored by Yuma Investment Group. So we'll be broadcasting from the Yuma Investment Group boardroom, and it's going to be a very informative hour for you. We've got Mayor Doug Nichols is going to give us the State of the City address. We're going to have a handful of soapboxes, and we're going to hear again from Tom and Adrian as we start the program tomorrow morning. And that's going to be broadcast on three different Facebook feeds. It'll be on the Chamber's Facebook feed, it'll be on the City of Yuma's Facebook feed, and the Yuma Sun's Facebook feed starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And it'll be captured and recorded. It'll be on City 72 and City 73 later in the day. So looking forward to that. And we're finally going to have a board meeting. The Chamber's going to have a board meeting. We're going to use the big room over there at the Martin Luther King Center so my board can get together and throw tomatoes at me and do the usual things we do at board meetings. But I'm looking forward to seeing my board members. We skipped last month, and we just haven't had any connections. So I'm looking forward to that. That's next Tuesday.
So is this the first virtual meeting you're having?
Or no. This will be a real face-to-face meeting at the Martin Luther King Center. We were 6 feet apart. We've procured the room.
No, I'm talking about tomorrow morning. Is that the first time you guys
virtual? We've done... It's our first virtual Good Morning Yuma.
Yeah.
We've done four... virtual lunch and learns. We're planning another one at the end of this month with a very popular organization in town. We're looking at that for next week. But again, these virtual lunch and learns have been informative and fun. Every time we do one, we learn something new about the technology. And I did three customer service trainings. I did a customer service training virtually. I did a communication sales training virtually and a team building training virtually. So we've been using the technology at the chamber and getting the information out there to our members on good guidance, how to get the PPP loans, the SBA, EIDL loans, and things like that.
And that's some replays out there, right? So if someone misses it, they can go back.
Oh, yeah, it's on the chamber's Facebook page, yeah. The trainings, what's interesting is that with the training sessions I do, I get feedback from the class, and we have Q&As, and we have some. So doing it by myself with no one in the room was interesting, but it still turned out well. There were no injuries. But again, all those trainings are on the chamber's Facebook page, and they're about 45 minutes each. And we thought the best one was the team building one, but again, we're just trying to add value to our chamber members while we're holed up and you're wearing short pants and flip flops to work and things like that. So we're just trying to again stay ahead of this thing.
How about, I mean, I know, you know, small businesses, when they get pinched, they start looking at things that they need, they don't need necessarily. So what are you feeling from the chamber members? Are people
blessed, Tom? We are so blessed. It gives me great pleasure. Every day I open the mail and I see checks coming in from chamber members, from RV parks to car repair places to human investment group to a variety of members. Our platinum and gold members have really kept us going. Our cash balance is ahead of last year. Our reserves are in really, really good shape because of good guidance from folks like Adrian Elder and Lisa Riley and Jeff Burr and the rest of the board members. So we're really in good shape. We've received no federal funding from any place. We're standing on our own, and we're really, really proud of that.
Now you guys might be picking up a new member also of Precision Auto.
No, he's a member. No, we just Precision Auto's a member. We just haven't done his ribbon cutting yet.
I had to throw Russ into the bus. Good job, Russ.
No, Russ is a member, but we just haven't done his ribbon cutting yet. And we did a full-page wrap ad last Sunday in the paper encapsulating all the ribbon cuttings we've had so far this year.
Yeah,
kind of a feel-good, positive. You know, things are still happening out there. Businesses are still doing some things under extraordinary circumstances.
And if you drive around town, I mean, I kind of noticed this. There's offices going up. There's some subdivisions that are new subdivisions that are being started on the east and west side.
Yep.
So there's some activity going.
P&Z just did a plat approval. So yeah, Adrian.
Well, I was just gonna agree with Tom. I mean, my focus is on federal employees. I'm a federal retirement consultant, which is a pretty hard designation to get. Anyway, what that comes with is a lot of clients that move away from Yuma, and so I have a lot of clients that don't live here anymore. And I've been talking with them a lot over the last 2 weeks, and they said, you know, well, I'm in California and I'm all locked down, or I'm back in Michigan and everything's shut down. You know, what's it like in Yuma? And I'm like, if you drive up 16th Street, you don't really notice any difference. Down 4th Avenue, it's pretty much the same. I mean, you try to go to Starbucks. I tried to stop at Starbucks on the way here this morning. No go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the line was all the way back into the Walmart parking lot. And I mean, it's been pretty neat to see, you know, humans kind of sticking together. And while everybody is being safe and keeping things clean, you know, we've got that business mentality. I mean, we just had a big announcement from Governor Ducey in the paper today about what's going to happen on Friday. So, you know, it's been a pretty neat deal. I'm proud of our community. I really am.
Some of those guys think about coming back to Yuma? Like, I mean, realize no?
No, unfortunately. Most of them are living in the, you know, I mean, I've got three or four that are on lakes in Michigan. You know, some living over near the beach in California. You know, unfortunately, those things make Yuma not look so nice. But it is what it is.
That was one of the things I was going to ask this morning, okay? The partnership and the dynamics that you've created at Yuma Investment Group, a bunch of great men and women doing great things. But here's a guy that's pure Michigan. Here's a guy that's pure Tacna. Dateland, I'm sorry. So how does pure Michigan meet up with pure Dateland? I mean, how did this marriage happen?
That's actually pretty funny. It was at a chamber mixer is what it was.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
when I first moved down here, I was working for Shippen and Associates because I, again, my background's in accounting. And they had a Yuma Investment Group had a chamber mixer down at the office, and I mean I'm not your average accountant. I'm pretty proactive and you know I go out now. Nothing against any accountants, but yeah, I'm a little bit more social than most of them. Anyway, so I went down to the chamber mixer just to kind of see what it was like because it was in our parking lot, and that's where I met Tom.
And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Rest is history. Yep. So.
What did you see in Adrian, though, with an accounting background, and you thought he would be good at this? There had to be some spark. There had to be something, Tom, that happened in that initial conversation.
Yeah, so I kind of like the idea that he's been in the industry, although he got back out, because I hate to say this, but sometimes, in my opinion, if you hire people too young, they don't, A, understand what they're getting into, or, and B, grass is always greener somewhere, you know? So... You know, he worked with Edward Jones, and who else he worked for?
PNC Financial back in Michigan, and I came in, I mean, I graduated in 2007, so when I came into the industry, I mean, it was, I'll never forget my quote-unquote mentor with Edward Jones told me, kid, if you make it through this, you'll survive this business. You know, I mean, the look on his face said everything, and I kind of got ran through the mill. It wasn't really for me, and so... When my wife got a teaching offer down here in Yuma, we jumped at it, and so I left and came down here. And I was pretty firm that I didn't really want to go back to this, you know, just because of the bad experience that I had working back in Michigan. And anyway, long story short, it was funny because when my first son was being born, I went and I talked to Ed Shippen, and we had a real heart-to-heart. I still think very highly of Ed.
Ed hired
you know,
me.
And, yeah, Ed was part of that committee for sure. And so, you know, he looked me dead in the eyes, and he goes, kid, you're not an accountant. He's like, you know, you've got the brains to do this. He's like, but I can't see you sitting behind a desk doing the same thing over and over for the next 40 years.
You got to love a guy that's that
candid.
He
literally said, you know, you need to go down and talk to Tom. That's the realm that you belong in, and I always felt like it was like a sports trade. I kind of got traded downstairs, which was the best thing for me. It was like going from the Lions to the Patriots, right? Yeah, I almost said something blasphemous.
Careful,
there.
Careful, yeah.
So anyway, you know, it was a good lateral move, and like you said, the rest is history.
But you saw something in Tom in your investment group. We heard from Tom what he saw in you, but you saw something in the makeup and the composition.
Well, yeah, I think it's a vastly different world. So what I came from was a commission-based world where you just kind of chuck, you know, you get a deal, you get paid a big amount up front, you chuck it over your shoulder, and you move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And it really was. I mean, it was almost like used car sales, and that's not what I went to school for. I went to school to be a financial planner, to talk about taxation, putting a plan together, doing all those different things, and I actually didn't agree. You know, when we met at that chamber thing, I said no a couple times. It was not
convince him that.
Yeah,
he showed me that is what he's been through.
He showed me the financial planning side of things. He showed me how they take the client from A to B to C, and it's not just, hey, come in here, slap you in the same four American funds, chuck you over my shoulder, and call it a day. I couldn't go back to that. It just didn't feel right, and so it was really what I was looking for in the end.
And I would say, I mean, we know our competition in town for the, you know, and what you really find usually is one advisor, one assistant. I mean, that's the Edward Jones model. Even some other places around town is just very, you know, maybe two, three people. So, you know, we got about 17 people in our office, and to me it's like peeling back layers of onions. I mean, you can go, you know, an inch deep, 2 inches deep. So we think we got manpower and other people in the office with those specialties, insurance specialty, financial planning. So we try to spend more time and get more involved in what they're really trying to do, because like he mentioned, I worked for Morgan Stanley Merrill Lynch, and you felt like the same way. You know, you get a client, you chuck them over your shoulder, and you even look back and say, God, I haven't even talked to that guy in a year, or even looked at his account to even make it work.
Yep.
So, you know, you're just overrun. So anyways,
there's got to be a better way.
Correct.
There's got to be a better way. I want to talk about that more after the break, if that's all right. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports
is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There's nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Accurate Automotive Attention has been serving our community for over 50 years, and we remain committed to maintaining your vehicle's health, and now yours as well, featuring non-contact drop-off and pickup, free vehicle pickup and delivery, after-hours drop-box, and remote payment options. Accurate Automotive is sanitizing each and every vehicle to promote good health. Accurate Automotive is open and ready to serve you. Call or stop by today for details.
Accurate Automotive, auto experts you can trust.
As life starts to get back to normal here in Yuma, 560 KBLU wants to know what you're thinking when it comes to local businesses and services. Do you need a new car, a dentist, a plumber? Whatever the business or professional service you need, we'd like to know which one is on the tip of your tongue. Be a part of the 560 KBLU Yuma Local Business Survey. It's on the KBLU Facebook page or at KBLUAM.com. You can participate from your phone, tablet, or your computer. For participating, you'll have the chance to win up to $500. Tell us what you're thinking when it comes to using our local businesses here in Yuma. Take the survey now and maybe put some cash in your wallet to spend locally. Hit up our Facebook page or log on to KBLUAM.com.
Are you ready to switch mobile providers? Spectrum Mobile is a better way to mobile, delivering the fastest overall speeds and the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. And now we're bringing you 5G with faster speeds for an even better mobile experience. And of course, we have the latest 5G phones. Speed, reliability, value. Spectrum Mobile, a better way to mobile, now with 5G. Visit spectrum.com/mobile for details and to find a store near you.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. We've got Tom Rush in the studio, president, CEO, and also wealth advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Adrian Elder, partner and wealth advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm getting some great tips off the air. This is great. I'm going to retire tomorrow.
I want to bring something else up when this market's volatile because, again, emotions are running. So one of the key things you can do is we have a software program called Riskalyze. And it basically is a risk assessment test. And, you know, people in life go through different risk levels depending on where you're at or what's going on in their lives. But this thing's based on numerical values because in the past, a lot of these were based on questions. So either questions could be subjective or if you have a good day or a bad day, you might answer the questions a little different.
Correct.
Based on your attitude. Well, this is all a numerical test. And what they find out is people really don't deviate much from that number, from the numbers, not, you know. So basically, what we do, especially with new clients, is we basically try to have them take this test, and it basically pegs them at 100 all the way down to 1. It's a testing thing. And it kind of tells you what the best-case scenario could be for you, but most importantly, the worst-case scenario, because it looks at the history of the market. So, you know, we never get the calls that says, hey, I'm making way too much money. You got to do something about it because I'm just too much money. We get the calls that say, hey, you know what, I just lost X amount of dollars, and I don't feel good. So once we get a risk test done by somebody, it's their number. And sometimes when they come in and they, you know, emotionally want to make big changes in that, you know what? Let's go back. We can retake this test because we get them to do it on a regular basis.
Right.
Let's see where you're at. And more times than not, that's the same level they're at. And then we can show, hey, your investments, because we can show what the investments are, what risk level. So everything still matches up. You know, this is kind of a facade or a problem that you're bringing up to the surface, but it's really not a problem. Like, you're exactly where you should be. Just stay tight, bunker down. And
well, you're putting science over emotion is what you're doing with this, is keeping the science real. So, Adrian, yeah.
Well, the beauty of the program, too, is that it looks at each individual investment, right? So it says, I always use QQQ, which is one of my favorite investments, the NASDAQ index fund. It looks at the history of this fund, right? What's the actual factual best it's ever done, the worst it's ever done, what's the likelihood of those things happening, right? And so, again, that probably scores in the high 80s out of 100, right? And so, you know, again, if you've got a client and they come in with their portfolio and they're loaded up with growth stocks and you know, large cap growth funds, and you say, hey, you know, realistically, you've got about $100,000 in this. Would you be okay if it were to decline by $30,000 or $40,000? And the answer is usually, well, no. Well, then we have to change something. But it gives you that visual. It gives you that black and white, you know, again, dollar average. It's not asking you, how do you feel about the economy? Most risk tolerance questionnaires ask something like that. And the answer is always, I don't like it. Well, you know, nobody ever says, oh, great. There's I think it's water. Just great, right? And so by asking those questions and saying, you know, and I'll give you an example of a client that came in last week. You know, he said, I asked him, you know, what average rate of return are you looking for? He said, well, I want to make more than 8%. I said, okay, that's fine. So the next question was, okay, well, in the risk return, right, if you were to lose 20% of the account, would you be comfortable with that? And he's like, no way. Well, then you can't make more than 8%
a year. Right. And it
put his mind in a good spot right away on the initial thing to say, my expectation is a little unrealistic, right? So if we set that mindset and say we're probably going to make 4-6 because you don't want to take that big loss, then at least they're happy as they go, and they can and we can take that, plug that into the financial plan and say, we're not expecting an 8% return. We're expecting 4-6. And then when you look at those numbers in the end, they're much more accurate. There's always four assumptions that we want to make when we're doing a financial plan. We want to underestimate the income unless we know it dead bang. We want to overestimate the expenses because, again, most people come in and say, you know, you ask them, well, you make $100,000 a year. What do you spend a month? Oh, I spend about $4,000. Okay, well, so you're putting $52,000 a year away? No. Okay, well, then you don't, right? You don't spend $4,000 a month. And so, you know, again, we try to make that realistic. We want to overestimate the inflation and underestimate the returns, if anything, right? Because if we do those four things, we're looking at worst-case scenario. And if at the end of the financial plan we do those four things and we can still give you a thumbs up at the end, you're going to make it more than likely, right? And we also run a test in there that says, you know, given market cycles and things like that, what's the likelihood, you know, of you being successful with this financial plan? And it gives you a broad basket number. It says, what if, you know, 2008 happened again? What if it happened three more times? You know, and if your number is still 100%, right, then you're probably going to make it. But if it's 50, we go back and we look and we say, what factor is it in here? Is it your income? Is it your expenses? Is it your nest egg not being high enough, right? What factor is it that's causing you not to have that 100% bar? But it's also a great feeling to give the client and say, hey, look at this number. It's at 100%. I mean, it would take a real, real big issue. You have to do something incredibly stupid for this not to work out. And again, that I always love looking at the client and seeing their big smile. And I've even had a couple of them start crying, one of which I told could retire, and he went out and did it that week. You know, because, again, there was almost no likelihood that unless he went out and started buying yachts, that he was going to go broke. So
if you want smart people looking after your money, give them a call, 928-329-1700, 329-1700. I put the phone number out there. Let's say I'm just an average Joe Schmo, and I've only got maybe $400 a month to put aside. Would you take clients like that, and you kind of walk me through that kind of stuff, or is that not your sweet spot? I mean, where are you with that level of investor?
So, you know, I got into business right out of college. I mean, I worked up at Phoenix Dean Witter for about a year, then I came down to Yuma, and I had no clients. So, you know, you take anybody you can, and in all sincerity, I never really turned anybody away. But as time goes on and things happen, you're limited on what you can do in a, you know, 8 to 10 hour day. So we basically will help anybody in our office. Now, necessarily will you be working with me or Adrian if you're putting away $400 a month? No. But we basically have other advisors in the office that would help you, and they would come to us with any issues or questions, and we kind of know what that's doing because our system is very regimented.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I want to do too, because I have hired other employees where I'm doing A and I realize they're doing B, which isn't, we're not on the same page. So we get things, you know, very regimented, so they can't go too far off path. But the answer to your question is we would be happy to sit down and talk to anybody.
Okay.
And just call the office and schedule a meeting. And basically, due to time and such, I mean, I can't take on everybody as a client, but my office could.
I know most of your advisors. Tim Avila, smart, great guy. Scott McKeel, you have, how many other advisors do you have?
So we have Tim Avila, who's a Yuma native, actually went to Yale, so not a dumb guy. We have Sean McEwen,
who's
a Navy, was in the Navy for a while, worked for the railroad. So those are two other advisors. We're in the process of getting two more licensed, and they've been working with us for a while. And both of those are Hispanic speaking, and we realize we probably need to add some there because him and I don't really speak great Spanish, or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's our third partner, Big George.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There too.
Yeah. I forgot Big George.
Big George Davis.
Yeah. And George was a math teacher, wasn't he, at UMI?
Yeah. He's actually he's a client, and I helped manage his money. And his dad worked for Merrill Lynch for a long period of time. And we got talking, and I think he was getting burned out teaching. And then, so he became a client. He was my kind of first advisor to hire that hung around, basically. So.
And that's a big thing with not having a one-man shop office. We've got three different brains that work three different ways, right? We've got the economist, we've got the mathematician, and the accountant. And while none of those might be a finance degree, finance is pretty straightforward, right? It's not that difficult to become a very good mind at finance, right? But those other things take a big brain to wrap your brain around. And so, we can go to each other and say, hey, well, you know, from an economic standpoint, what's this going to look like? Well, what's the tax result that's going to come from it? By having those three minds and now with Sean and Tim and the others coming on, we have a great pool of minds to pick from, and we meet a couple times a week and we sit around a round table and say, what's going on? How are we going to work this? What's going to be the benefit? We take, hours each week to really sit there and talk about the advantages, the disadvantages, and again, what we think we need to do moving forward. And then we try to get in lockstep so that we're all doing the same thing and we don't have, anybody doing anything wild off to the side.
The wheel gets stronger when you keep adding more spokes to that wheel. The wheel just gets stronger, and you have a strong team. And again, the support staff is terrific. You walk into Yuma Investment Group, and I walk in, there's some smart people here. And I am not worthy to hang much for too long because there's smart people in there doing great things for clients of all kinds of varieties.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Kayla, who's probably the best, director of first impressions we could have. She's awesome with the clients. Crystal, who, is, when it comes to the mind of, there's what called qualified plans, right? 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s. It's kind of a monotonous world. It's like reading stereo instructions. It takes a very specific person to want to be an expert at it, and I think we have the expert in our office. I mean, Crystal is so smart when it comes to that stuff. Whether it's Heather, Haunani, Ryan, the assistants that we have, again, they've all been with us for a very long time, and so they're excellent at their job. They know exactly what they're doing. It's really a great environment to have all those people there to help us, and so,
it's a great team.
Yeah.
Any last words, Tom?
No, I think it's getting hot in Yuma, but everybody enjoy the weekend while they can. It's coming up, and keep a positive attitude. This will be a memory at some point.
It's all about attitude. Enjoy the hour, you guys. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the company
from the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is Views Talk 560 KBLU.